Automation dispute solved. A federal court has dismissed a lawsuit by the International Longshoremen's Union claiming the Virginia Port Authority interfered with the new master contract between the union and one of its terminal operators. The dismissal order was issued by Judge Jamar K. Walker of the Eastern District of Virginia, dismissing the case without prejudice. This means that the decision was based primarily on technical aspects of the filing, and the union can refile its suit. The ILA had claimed that the VPA's actions were in violation of the terms of the new master contract. The court's decision will likely have a significant impact on the future of automation in the port industry. Automation has been at the center of a bitter contract fight between the ILA and the Virginia Port Authority, with the union seeking to protect its members' jobs from being directly eliminated by technology. However, the new master contract permits automated equipment on the docks while also protecting union jobs. The court's decision will likely lead to increased scrutiny of the use of automation in ports across the country. The order issued Thursday by Judge Jamar K. Walker of the Eastern District of Virginia dismissed the case without prejudice, meaning his decision was based primarily on technical aspects of the filing, and that the union can refile its suit. The VPA, in a release announcing the dismissal order, said it would have no further comment. This lack of comment from the VPA suggests that they may be planning to appeal the decision or refile their own lawsuit. However, without further information, it is unclear what the VPA's next move will be. One possible outcome could be an increase in automation at the port, as the VPA may feel more confident in its ability to implement new technologies without fear of union interference. The use of automation has been a major point of contention between the ILA and the VPA, with the union seeking to protect its members' jobs from being directly eliminated by technology. Virginia International Terminals is an operating entity of VPA, formed to negotiate contracts since Virginia law prohibits state agencies from bargaining with unions. The operator is a member of the United States Maritime Alliance, which negotiates the coastwise master contract with the union on behalf of port employers and ocean lines. This suggests that the use of automation in ports will be closely tied to the negotiations between the ILA and the VPA. As the VPA has already implemented automated rail-mounted gantry cranes at the port's Norfolk International Terminal without consulting the ILA, it is clear that the union's concerns about automation are not being taken seriously by the VPA. The use of automation will likely become a major point of contention in future contract negotiations between the ILA and the VPA. Then VPA Chief Executive Stephen Edwards was also named in the suit filed in August. In January, he left the agency to become CEO of Hornblower Group, a tourism transportation company based in New York. The change in leadership at the VPA may have contributed to the dismissal of the lawsuit, as it suggests that the new management team is more focused on implementing automation and other changes. However, without further information, it is unclear how this will impact the future of contract negotiations between the ILA and the VPA. The union had sought a declaratory judgment and permanent injunction barring interference by the VPA. The court's decision to dismiss the lawsuit without prejudice means that the union can refile its suit, which could lead to increased pressure on the VPA to negotiate more seriously with the ILA. However, it is unclear what changes the VPA will make in response to the union's demands, as they have already implemented automated equipment at the port without consulting the ILA. Automation was at the center of a bitter contract fight between the ILA, which represents tens of thousands of longshore workers at ports from New England to the Gulf Coast. A 3-day strike brought container handling to a halt in October 2024 before the sides agreed to a new 7-year contract the following March. The pact permits automated equipment on the docks but also protects union jobs from being directly eliminated by that technology. This suggests that the ILA was able to negotiate significant concessions from the VPA, including protections for its members' jobs. However, the use of automation will likely remain a major point of contention in future contract negotiations between the ILA and the VPA. The dismissal of the lawsuit without prejudice means that the court's decision is based primarily on technical aspects of the filing, rather than on the merits of the case. This suggests that the court may have found that the VPA did not intentionally interfere with the new master contract, but rather that its actions were simply a result of its interpretation of the contract terms. However, without further information, it is unclear how this will impact the future of automation in ports across the country. The use of automation has been a major point of contention between the ILA and the VPA, with the union seeking to protect its members' jobs from being directly eliminated by technology. The court's decision to dismiss the lawsuit without prejudice means that the VPA may feel more confident in its ability to implement new technologies without fear of union interference. However, this could also lead to increased pressure on the ILA to negotiate more seriously with the VPA, as the union seeks to protect its members' jobs from being directly eliminated by technology. The future of automation in ports will likely be closely tied to the negotiations between the ILA and the VPA. The use of automation has been a major point of contention between the two parties, with the union seeking to protect its members' jobs from being directly eliminated by technology. As the VPA continues to implement new technologies at the port, it is clear that the ILA will remain vigilant in its efforts to protect its members' jobs.